HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
The Indian government's contact tracing app Arogya Setu is now available for Jio phones. Why does this matter? Really, because Jio has sold about 70 odd million phones already. And with the 100 million users that Arogya Setu already has, it gives the app quite a bit of reach in the country. Of course, it also means that there's a version of the app that is now available for smart feature phones, or at least those that run on KaiOS, which is the operating system that runs on the Jio phones. If you consider the fact that the government has also come up with an IVR-based system, that actually means that overall through the Arogya Setu platform, it can reach quite a bit of users. Of course, we are still not sure how useful the app is or how effective it is, but the government has been pushing it, so at least for them, it seems like a good move. In a landmark case that ended this past week, Facebook has agreed to pay $52 million to settle a class action lawsuit against former and current content moderators. The case had originally started in 2018 in the US, and moderators had alleged that they had suffered mental trauma like post-traumatic stress disorder due to their work. In fact, while every moderator who was part of the suit will get at least $1,000 from Facebook, those who are diagnosed with PTSD will get even more. Now, Facebook has been facing such allegations globally for a while, and in its defense, the company has also done things like appointing counselors and providing a more relaxed atmosphere for the content moderators. But as moderators keep saying from time to time, this job is difficult and maybe social media platforms need to figure out another way to do it. Speaking of content moderation, Twitter this week said that it'll start putting labels and warnings on tweets that might be harmful, spreading fake news or misleading people. It's an extension of the method Twitter uses for flagging deepfakes on the platform. The move is, of course, meant to deal with COVID-19 related misinformation, but it's not like Twitter is doing it as a temporary thing. In fact, on April 23rd, Twitter had said that its automated systems had already challenged approximately 3 million pieces of content there, and Facebook recently said that it took down 50 million pieces of content in April alone. So there is a lot of misinformation around COVID-19 on social media. And putting warning labels and things like that, at least social media platforms claim that it really does help in reducing the amount of, in reducing how fast these spread. So yeah, perhaps this is a good move from Twitter as well. And lastly, the most exciting news in tech this week was probably the fact that Epic Games announced the Unreal Engine 5. This is the game engine which will probably power games for the Xbox Series X, for PlayStation 5 and other next-gen consoles. What we saw in the UE5 demo, even though it was just a 9-minute demo, was really, really impressive. things look really realistic. It does look like a new level of gaming. Epic has two new technologies here. They're called Nanite and Lumen. So Nanite improves geometric details in the games, while Lumen is meant to deal with the lighting effects. Together, they basically allow more realistic graphics. With Lumen, for example, Epic claims that it can get CGI level illumination into games. I am honestly imagining getting games that look the same as the Avengers movies. And of course, UE5 is not gonna get us there, but it's definitely a step towards that future.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.